Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Today we're going to wrap up our week-long conversation about autism with a movie.
Of course.
I wish we could watch the movie as part of the podcast, but we can't. This is a movie. This movie or documentary is called Life Animated, and it's about a guy named Owen, whose family discovered that he had autism when he was young. Owen's now an adult, and they walked through the process of them. They have video footage of him prior to being diagnosed, prior to really demonstrating a lot of those symptoms, and then some video of him after he had really begun to manifest the extent of that condition. And it's a wonderful, wonderful detail of the family's struggle with coping with the whole process. With having a child with autism, with having a child who seemed to be on a good developmental trajectory, but then stop and discontinue. And there are a number of really important points that we want to pull out of this film. So the... What?
Go ahead.
The first thing is...
I like the title, Life, comma, Animated.
Right.
You know, which... Yeah. You can't, you don't have, well, they're going to get this article, right?
So, yeah, so. I put a link to the website for Life Animated. It's lifeanimated.net. But so what, and what you're going to see when you pull up the website is, are these hand-drawn and painted pictures from various Disney movies.
Right. I love the paintings.
So what happened as Owen was developing, everything looked to be fine. This family had an older son that was normally developing. And then by the time he was two, he began to demonstrate some of those signs and symptoms of autism. And the parents were confused, frustrated, disappointed, upset. They went through a loss, basically. And they were searching for answers, and they really didn't find many answers. They were told actually some pretty devastating news and with really negative prognoses and things like that. And so the family, though, and this is maybe the first message, is the family persisted. You know, just because your child is diagnosed with autism or autism spectrum disorders early in life does not necessarily mean it's not, and I think he even says it in the film, it's not a death sentence. It is not an indication necessarily that the child is going to be completely dependent on you the rest of his life or anything like that. It just means that this may be his diagnosis, but we have to look for what can pull him out of his shell, what's going to help him develop the skills and to become the person that he needs to become.
That's right. What should we do?
Right.
Where should we be putting our energy?
Right.
And what should we expect?
Right.
From
right.
That?
As the child, as Owen continued to develop, the dad was he was really funny. And he was looking for different ways to engage Owen, and because Owen just.
Well, he presented with that very flat affect that we typically see with children with autism.
Right. He stopped engaging.
Wouldn't engage,
And the dad recounted a situation where one day he walks in and Owen was... And now Owen developed an affinity for Disney movies, especially Disney animated movies. And he watched them repeatedly, like over and over and over again, all of them. And so... Dad saw him sitting on his bed one day and was, you know, snuck in there down low so Owen couldn't see him. And he took an Iago puppet. So Iago is the parrot from Aladdin. And put on the Iago's hand puppet and put it up over the bed, over the edge of the bed, and said, "Hi, Owen, how are you?" And Owen turned, and Owen started to have a conversation with Iago.
With the pup.
And it was the dad, you know, dad talked about being in tears, and the conversation was, he said it was the first conversation he had had with Owen in year, in a mm-hmm. long time.
Right.
And what the family figured out is that Owen could communicate with them through these Disney movies.
Right.
And so he was able to use lines and quotes and things from, this is what he did early on, lines and quotes and stuff from Disney movies mm-hmm. to express his thoughts and his feelings and his ideas and his wants and needs and all mm-hmm. of that. And so the family took that, and maybe more so than any right. other family that I've ever seen, like, completely embraced that.
Right.
And just, they began to live their life through communicating through Disney movies.
Through these movies, right?
Yeah.
You know, which is, everybody is unique.
Right.
You know, and that's the other thing we need to remember, that
right.
everybody's unique. And
you never know.
You never know what they're going to respond to.
Right.
But you have to look and you have to work with your child in order to know these things.
Right. You have to try things that you may have yeah. never considered try. Trying before.
Right.
Why would he ever put on an Iago
right.
puppet
right.
and try to talk to this kid that way? I don't know that anyone else, not that anyone else, very few people would think about mm-hmm. trying that. You, mm-hmm. you know, you have a child with autism who hasn't communicated with you maybe in a year or more, mm-hmm. and you put on a puppet, hand puppet, and you start talking to him, and then he starts talking to you.
Right. It reminds me of the Helen Keller story,
right?
You know, the famous mm-hmm. at the pump, you know,
right?
Where her tutor was able to. Helen Keller was finally able to associate words with things,
right.
words with objects, and that was the breakthrough.
Right.
Okay. Once that was established, then her education could begin.
Right.
And it's
right.
the same with this boy.
Absolutely. So, so that's sort of the second message, is that
right.
you have to look for different avenues, and really embrace. You know, the very first day of this autism series, we talked right. about how kids with autism will mm-hmm. become fixated on particular things,
right.
whether it's dinosaurs or Disney movies or mm-hmm. whatever. Use that as a way to communicate. Use that as a way to find some common ground for interactions mm-hmm. and healthy
That's
communication.
Right. Because, and I think it's safe to assume, based on the reading that I've done, it's safe to assume that many children with autism, they know
right.
that they're not doing things
right.
the way we want them to do them.
Right.
So they are aware of this. So, but they don't know what to do about it.
Right.
And that's where we have to continue to look for alternatives, continue to look for avenues and approaches
right.
that will work a little bit better. I'm very careful not to say that will unlock this.
Right.
No, you're not going to unlock it, but you're going to find more effective ways
right.
To communicate.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Now, the final big message I think that comes from this, and it's a great program, and I watched it on Netflix, so you should be able to I believe you should find it on Netflix still, unless they took it off. I didn't look today to see if it was on there still, but it may still be there. Is that by the end of the movie, mm-hmm. By the end of the film, and you find this out early on, he moves into a sort of an assisted living facility where he can come and go as he wants, but mm-hmm. there's somebody there that checks on him to make sure that he's okay. And so this family, who was initially told that this kid would be completely dependent on them the rest of his life, that he would never communicate and he would never mm-hmm. be able to do these things, is now, you know, he had been engaged at one point. He was starting to live on his own. And so, again, the message is that there is hope.
There is hope.
There is right. this idea, this expectation, hopefully, that we can have that your child is going to be mm-hmm. able to have some form of independence, some
right.
quality of life that is unpredictable mm-hmm. when they're 2 years old. You don't know
That's
where
right.
they're going to be when they turn 18, 19, 20
no,
years old.
That's right. There's no way to know.
Right.
So you just need to work early and often.
Right. Mm-hmm. Throughout their life. So.
Right.
So it's a great story. I certainly encourage you all to watch it. And would love to talk with you about that.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Love
all
to
right.
hear from you.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, that wraps up this
That's
week
autism.
Of mm-hmm. On autism. So
glad we could do it.
Never too late.
Yeah.
So, all right. So until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.